This is Rosemary Hall, recording on behalf of the Dialect and Heritage Project. And could I ask you please to introduce yourself?
I'm Alan Borthwick, so I'm Harold Orton's grandson, the elder grandson.
And what are your memories of Harold?
I really enjoyed being in company with my grandparents, as we would go to Leeds pretty much every summer for 2 to 3 weeks, I would think. Obviously, your memory is always of the sunny days and so on, but it did seem so often to be sunny. And it was a nice house, the one in Harrowby Crescent. Part of the fun for my sister and myself, and my brother eventually as well when he came on the scene, was the fact that it was a very quiet neighbourhood. So, because it was a cul-de-sac, so it meant then as kids we were just able to cycle around a big house in the middle of the sort of circle or crescent, where the house was. So we could just do that. There weren't cars really very much on the road, so we would just have a lot of fun playing out in the street, which was difficult, obviously, for us in Edinburgh, either in our old house or in our current house, although we did manage to play out in the street here because it was then much quieter. And certainly I remember once or twice the house next door to where my grandparents had lived, they had an area which was big enough to have a grass lawn tennis court in the summer, and once or twice my sister and I were able to play tennis there and pretend that we were playing at Wimbledon or something like that. So that was good fun, actually. Always enjoy going down to Leeds. I suppose each of us, the house was big enough for each of us really to have our own bedroom once we got a little bit older. And in the ground floor there would be an elongated sort of open plan type sitting room and a separate dining room with the kitchen just adjacent and my grandfather's study. My grandfather's study was the room which I think always seemed to me to be a little bit dark, and I suspect it was probably dark because it was filled with books and papers and everything. So we didn't really go into the study very much because obviously that would be disturbing the potential to disturb his whatever it was that he was working on. So we tended just to be in the sitting room or the garden, playing, whether it was playing outside or whatever.
What was he like as a person?
I was really, really very fond of my grandfather and grandmother. They were good fun. I suppose it was because I was quite young. It took me a while, I think, to appreciate that the injury that he'd had during the First World War, which meant that he found it difficult to use his right hand, right arm at all. So I think when you're young, you don't really get to realise that. So I loved playing football, tennis, cricket, almost anything like that. So it was more difficult for my grandfather to be able to play with me like that, because he tried his best, certainly. Even sometimes the garden in Leeds was maybe just a bit too small for us to be able to play French cricket or something like that, but certainly up in the Edinburgh house he would do his best, certainly. When he came here with his wife and we would just, he might maybe just go and play in the garden. I would maybe be able to kick a ball or play cricket or whatever. But certainly, no. Apart from that, he was always very patient. I do definitely remember that. Very, very patient. Very, very seldom ever remembering any crosswords at all, because he was just so kindly, really. We all loved going out, and my sister, myself, and I guess eventually my brother might just have been able to remember some as well, I don't know. But we went out on these picnics into the Yorkshire Moors, which we loved as kids, absolutely adored them. And obviously the pretense was that these were midnight picnics, but of course they would be about 6 or 7 or 8 o'clock or something like that. And it was super. It was my grandmother having made up bits of chicken or sausages and fizzy drinks, whatever it might happen to be, and peaches and so on. And we were just, it was my grandparents had a car, which we didn't, so of course we didn't have that opportunity to do that in Edinburgh, but we would just go out onto the moors and play around while having sausages and chicken and pop and so on, and then probably went back high as kites and probably didn't sleep that night. But never mind. I mean, they didn't seem to mind, grandparents. And, well, there we are. It was just part of the summer holiday experience for us.
Were you aware of what he did for work?
Eventually, yes, definitely. I suppose, again, it was probably not before I suspect I would be anything early in about 9, 10, probably about 10 or 11, maybe just about that sort of age, I began to realise a little bit about what my grandfather was doing. My father, because of his particular knowledge of ancient Greek, and I was aware that he and my grandfather would often be talking during meals about pronunciation of words, the origin of words and so on. And I suppose eventually you do just begin to take a little bit of interest in something like that. And I suppose what I do remember perhaps, which maybe sparked a little bit of interest, was that when I went to, well, I was at the same school in Edinburgh all the way through my 13 years education, in the senior school, which I would have started in 1972, I think that would have been. There was an intake, a fresh intake of boys from elsewhere. And a lot of them, of course, came from different parts of Edinburgh. And I began to notice that they had different accents and ways that they pronounce words. And I thought that was actually really quite interesting. The first time, I suppose, I'd really been aware of it very much, the fact that even just within Edinburgh as a city, you would find people speaking with different accents, just the way that they pronounce words or whatever. And I'm sure I must have mentioned that to my grandfather at the time. And I suppose that just then began to get a little bit curious about what he was doing. So that would have been the last couple of years, really, of his life. And was aware that he was making desperate efforts to get out what I think was the word Geography of England, if I remember rightly, which came out just round about the time that he died. And we were very much aware, I think, from when we were staying with them or when my grandparents came up to Edinburgh, that the process of getting that into print had been very trying for them. And I think obviously looking back now, you can see that that must have caused my grandfather a lot of stress.
Yep. Have you got any other memories you'd like to share?
I think really it is just the fact that it was such a nice environment, I think, when we was, particularly when we were staying in Leeds. It wasn't, but it was nice when they were able to come up here as well. But we definitely felt that this going to Leeds was a great place for us to go as kids. Different things, different experiences. The fact, of course, that, as I mentioned, that my grandparents had a car, which the fact that we didn't in Edinburgh meant, I wouldn't say that our horizons were a little bit limited, but it did mean that we couldn't really get out and about very much. So I suppose it was always quite exciting. Where were we going to go next? And obviously my grandfather knew of places where we could go for day trip, short trips, I would say, rather than day trips. But it was always exciting. It was always just not knowing quite what we were going to be doing next. But of course, associated with the routine. I suppose the other thing which I do remember a little bit from times in Leeds, that my grandparents had a sort of garden, a general factotum, Mr. Fulford, who would be around quite a lot. And he was a lovely man, actually, really liked him. And I think he got on very well with my grandparents, because he must have been doing work for them for many, many years. Mm-hmm. And once or twice, I think we went off to Harrogate, perhaps with him. Maybe there must have been a vintage machines display at the Stray, would it be, I think, possibly at Harrogate. And I thought these were great fun, because he was a really nice man, Mr. Fulford, and he would do his best to keep us entertained in the garden. If he was able to, he might help get us to help with cutting the grass or something like that. So, no, just it was great fun. It really was.
Did your grandfather ever show any interest in your speech?
I think so. Yes. I think once or twice he would be asking me how I would pronounce words. And of course, maybe what kids do when something like that happens, you then tend to exaggerate things. And I think my grandfather was wise to that. I suspect he realised I was not quite pulling his leg, but rather over-egging something a little bit.
You've brought all sorts of things with you. Is there anything you'd like to talk me through while we've got the recorder running?
Well, I suppose when I've just my mother maybe and sister maybe looked at some of them a little bit more. But it is interesting that what we've got here are papers going back into the 30s, definitely, and texts of contributions that my grandfather had made to the listener or whatever it might happen to be. Other transcripts of talks that he was giving in the 1930s and so on, some of which I think must have been broadcast on radio, and some of them were just the straightforward publication. So I must admit, if I looked at these things before, I had very much forgotten, and it's all that does give, I think, the picture of really of what my grandfather was doing through his working life from pretty much 1920 right through to the mid-1970s.
Fantastic. Thank you so much, Alan.
Okay.